thinking outside the royal box. The royal baby is named Muhammad, Duke of Cambridge. Well, what do you know?
Not much, you.
Live from Oxford, Mississippi to Lawrence, Kansas, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we dissect D.C. with this town author, Mark Leibovich, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who favored Grover Cleveland, Alexander Windsor, it's Michael Elliott Feldman.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, they're baby-proofing Buckingham even as we speak now. That's a job. The corgi's got to go because the little guy looks too much like a hedgehog, and corgis have a field day with hedgehogs. That would be bad for secession, if nothing else, yeah. No response yet to Prince Harry's offer to babysit. Can just see that, look, I'm Michael Jackson moment on the balcony. You know, Harry. In non-royal baby news, Anthony Weiner's wife forgives Ryan Brown. I think I mixed some. Yeah, Anthony Weiner's wife forgives Ryan Brown. Okay. Weiner says he was not sexting, he was just typing with his you-know. Little trick he does. The Weiners, of course, will take their case to Dr. Phil. Tony, do you have anything to say to Humma? If he does win, of course, he'll have to Weiner-proof Gracie Mansion. That's going to be a big deal, too. Speaking of Buckingham. Okay. Meanwhile... I don't make up the news. This is actually the news. Meanwhile, rather than resign for his famous secretary headlock, the mayor of San Diego will take behavioral therapy at SeaWorld. Researchers find strong evidence that the moon can hit your eye like a big pizza pie. That's amore. Free man in Russia, Edward Snowden, rushes off to the KGB offices to see if his credits will transfer. I thought that was pretty good. I'm giving myself a smiley face on him. The House bill to restrict the NSA surveillance to the gooseneck lamp in Tony Soprano's basement comes up just short. Durables surge, but that can't last. Okay. I wasn't sure about that one. Come on, some of these. Scientists discover a false memory in mice, which accounts for Jerry's horrendous accusations against Tom. How could that possibly have happened? Cubs trade Alfonso Soriano to Yankees for a jumbotron, an additional signage to be named later. Meanwhile, looks like plan B-Rod for A-Rod. Zimmerman comes out of hiding to deliver Kate's baby. And this, Justin, Zimmerman has dragged another white family out of their van for no reason. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Zimmerman. Lance Armstrong is in the Iowa bike race, a true riches to ragbri story. Come on, that's pretty good. I'm not looking for a response or anything, but gee, that won't come up again. He's being watched closely, of course, as he passes the ethanol tanks. Al Jazeera Television picks up the Albert Brooks sitcom, That Darn Jew. The shrinking Arctic ice cap threatens baby seal clubbing. NASA discovers... I'm sorry, tears are in my eyes. I can't read that. What is NASA discovers most so-called near-Earth objects are actually little things that are floating past on your cornea. And Sharknado eclipses Holsteinado at the box office. That's all the news that isn't. Thank you so much. Sharknado. Holsteinado. Okay. I said it, and I'm not glad.